In a study of older people with sisters and brothers, psychologist Deborah Gold of the Duke Center for the Study of Aging and Human Development found that about 20% said they were either hostile or indifferent toward their sisters and brothers. Reasons for this ranged from inheritance disputes to hostility between spouses. But many of those who had poor relationships felt guilty. Although most people admitted to some lingering rivalry, it was rarely strong enough to end the relationship. Only 4 out of the 55 people interviewed had completely broken with their sisters and brothers, and only 1 of the 4 felt comfortable with the break. As sisters and brothers advance into old age, closeness increases and rivalry diminishes, explains Victor Ciccirelli, a psychologist at Purdue University. Most of the elderly people he interviewed said they had supportive and friendly dealings and got along well or very well with their sisters and brothers. Only 4% got along poorly. Gold found that as people age, they often become more involved with and interested in their sisters and brothers. 53% of those she interviewed said that contact with their sisters and brothers increased in late adulthood. With family and career obligations reduced, many said they had more time for each other. Others said that they felt it was time to heal wounds. A man who had recently reconciled with his brother told Gold, "There's something that lets older people put aside the bad deeds of the past and focus a little on what we need now, especially when it's sisters and brothers."